I want to lead off with a movie that I saw a trailer about a couple weeks ago, and I just absolutely thought that this could be a summer, I don't know if I want to say blockbuster, but a certain movie that could have some good reviews, and that's Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey. He's box office draw himself, period. This opens up on June 24th. Have you checked this one out, and what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'm like you. I saw the trailers to this, and I noted it down. I thought Free State of Jones looks like the kind of movie that could be another Oscar contender for Matthew McConaughey, and that's sight unseen, but he plays this guy who is a farmer, and he rises up during the Civil War to help alongside freed slaves, to fight for their rights and create this Free State of Jones. And from the looks of things, he really transforms. It's amazing if you Google the real guy that he's playing, he looks exactly like him. And Matthew McConaughey has just been putting in these great performances these past few years. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets maybe some Oscar talk for this one. I hope it's good. It looks like it will be.
Okay, and let's talk about the one that seemingly everybody has been discussing and having an opinion about before they've already seen it, and that's Ghostbusters. Paul Feig, he knows how to write comedy. He's grossed $498 million in ticket sales, averaged $124 million domestically here in the United States. So what did you think about Ghostbusters? Is that something that people are going to want to go see?
I hope they do. I really hope people give this a chance. You know, it's funny with Paul Feig's movies like Bridesmaids and Spy and Heat. If you saw the trailers to those movies, they didn't really sell the humor that well. Maybe his humor doesn't work so well when it's edited down to these bite-sized moments and trailers. But then those movies were really unexpected and surprising and hilarious. And I think that Ghostbusters will be the same because he's got this great cast, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy, who we've seen time and time again just be hilarious. And then you have Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. They'll add something fresh to the mix. And Thor, Chris Hemsworth, I cannot wait to see him improvising alongside the ladies. I hope people give this a chance. I've been kind of discouraged by all the backlash online, but the great thing was Fandango did this survey amongst moviegoers, and they found that that was their most anticipated summer comedy. So I hope people will go and see it so we can see more female-led movies in the future.
Absolutely. We certainly all want to see that. And Kristen Wiig, I saw Bridesmaids myself. I thought she was hilarious in that. Let's talk about Independence Day, too. Now, me personally, I'm like probably a lot of other bros out there who every time this movie is on television, whether it's HBO or cable TV, I'm still watching it, even though I can literally recite every line. I've seen it so many times. Independence Day 2, we are not going to have Will Smith in that. Is that going to be a major issue for this movie, or do you think that it still will be a box office success?
You know, I wasn't so sure about this because, you know, it's been 20 years since the first movie, which I can't believe, by the way. It just seems like it wasn't that long ago. And I was worried about it not having Will Smith. I felt like it might be missing something. But then seeing these trailers, especially the recent one that they just put out, it shows that it has a lot of self-referential humor in there, plus the touches of nostalgia for those who really enjoyed the first Independence Day. You've got Jeff Goldblum back in there. You've got Bill Pullman coming back. And I love the way it's set 20 years exactly after the first events, and they're celebrating the anniversary of the world being free of aliens, and then, watch out, aliens are back. And I think it'll be bigger than the last one. The special effects will be much better, obviously, with time and technology. And I really do think people will go and see it at the box office. So I think it'll be one of the biggest hits over this summer.
All right, we're talking about hits. What do you think the biggest flop this summer will be? I read somewhere that Star Trek Beyond was a prediction that will not do so well this summer. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, well, that's one that's going to be interesting to see how it does, because the first trailer for Star Trek Beyond didn't look at all like Star Trek, and it didn't actually look that interesting. It was just a whole bunch of action scenes, looked very generic. But I have heard that the latest trailer and some of the footage that just screened the other night for a fan event here in LA showed more character moments, and Star Trek fans were much more pleased with it. I'm not sure how it's going to do at the box office, but it is coming out in the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. So I think Star Trek fans will definitely want to see this one.
Okay, I have to admit this, and I'm embarrassed to, but Finding Dory is a that is the second version of Finding Nemo, correct? This is essentially Finding Nemo 2.
Yeah, it is. It is. So Finding Nemo came out in 2003, and we didn't really expect to get a sequel. There was talk for a while, but all of a sudden they announced Finding Dory. So Dory was this little forgetful fish that featured a lot in Finding Nemo. She was actually kind of the star of Finding Nemo and voiced by Ellen DeGeneres. And at the time, I remember, I didn't even know who Ellen was. And then I knew her from Finding Nemo. Now, of course, she's a huge star around the world. And I love her character because she has this short-term memory problem. But she's trying to find her family this time around. I got a sneak peek at the first 25 minutes of this movie, and it's fantastic. It's really sweet, very heartfelt, but funny as well. And the animation just looks beautiful. All the underwater stuff is great.
Excellent. Do I need to see Finding Nemo before I see this one? Because I have not seen Finding Nemo. I know I get teased for it all the time, but do I need to see it, or can I just go see Finding Dory and I'll be okay?
Yeah, you can go see Finding Dory, and it very much exists on its own, but you should see Finding Nemo just for you. You'll enjoy it.
All right, I'll let you go after this question, Alicia, and thank you so much for joining me this morning. Which movie are you looking forward to seeing the most this summer?
Oh, I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad. Now, Suicide Squad is the matchup of all the superhero villains, and you have Will Smith in there. You also have characters played by Jared Leto, who's the Joker, Margot Robbie from Australia, she's playing Harley Quinn, and it looks like this one will be a down and dirty and much grittier version of a superhero movie. I think it'll be something that comes out of nowhere and surprises people and does really well at the box office, and I think critics will love it as well. So that is the one that I am most looking forward to this summer.